Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Beth Hapacker.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, Beth.
Good to be back.
It's going to be fun. We got Brittany joining us to talk a little weather. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I went out on a nice hike yesterday, enjoyed the warmth.
That sounds
great.
Really nice.
I saw everybody in the community out too. It was just like everybody was outside.
It was a great day to be outside.
Yeah. You know, Brittany, I did want to send you a shout out. We haven't gotten to do this yet, but Brittany's been covering extra bases this week, covering for Melissa and everything. We really appreciate the work you've been doing. You've been doing great. Sounds great.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to dive into your community's news. I know you're not far from me, but I don't get to get all the details, and now I do. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
Right on. We appreciate that, Brittany, and we appreciate so much the forecasts you've been giving us. They've been so great.
Can you keep them coming?
Yeah. Just like, what is today looking like?
I've just been giving you California weather.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah.
It's sunny in 60 somewhere. It's going to be sunny in 65 here for us today.
Beautiful.
And this time, the winds are not going to be as bad. They're going to be nice and calm, so it's just going to be pure spring nice weather today.
Mm.
But you got to soak it up because we're going to get soaked tomorrow.
Yeah, I was wondering when the rain was coming, and we could really use it.
Yes.
So.
Yes, we do need the rain in those drought conditions right now. Still in a very high fire danger today, too. Just because the winds are calmer doesn't mean that those fires can't start rapidly. So no burning today. And then by tonight, we're going to see those winds start to increase. We'll see mostly cloudy skies by late afternoon. Then we'll see the chances of rain start to roll in, mainly overnight. Southern parts of the state, they're going to see it later on this evening. But for us, it'll be mainly after 10 o'clock. Not as much rain as we were hoping for. It's really going to hit further down, further in the state. They're going to get anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rain. We're here for us. We're right on that cutoff, anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to maybe a half an inch. We're right on that line. So it's going to be a hard one there, but regardless, we're going to get the rain.
Yeah.
It's needed.
Right?
Yeah. We appreciate that, Brittany. Appreciate the forecast and everything else. Looking forward to hanging out tomorrow. You have yourself a great one.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the best. Brittany's awesome.
Absolutely.
We appreciate Brittany so much. Thanks for everything she's been doing. Shout out to her. We got good stuff coming up today, Beth. We are going to get into what is the percentage of relationships where a person keeps their partner awake at night?
Awake at night. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to get into that one. Okay. That number is high. I will spoil that much for you. That is a high number. How about this number? What do we get the stats on? How many young people out of five can recognize a zucchini?
Really?
Yeah. I had the same reaction you had.
I mean, is it compared to another vegetable? Because then it does become a little bit more challenging.
We'll dissect. We'll chop that one up a little bit later. We also, of course, have the 9 o'clock hour coming along. Wait a minute, 8 o'clock hour. It's a Wednesday. That means we have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes.
With our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing.
Yay.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Phil Hartley will be joining us in a little bit. It'll be the second time we work with Phil this week. We'll get to it in a moment.
Yeah.
We'll get to it in a second here. Looking forward to Phil joining us. We also have a really fun promotion we want to talk about with our friends over at Quality Plus.
Yay.
That's all coming up. 9 o'clock hour, going to be a little different, but it's not really for this week. We've been welcoming on candidates all week for our running for local offices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we've been enjoying doing and something that WFHR has done for a very, very long time. I want to thank this community. We have gotten such positive feedback about these interviews.
Yeah.
Everybody has been very supportive and really way too complimentary to me because I'm not doing anything but asking a question. The candidates are doing all the heavy lifting. But I appreciate that. And I appreciate I had somebody tell me, boy, you handle that just like Carl would. That's one of the best compliments I will ever get in my whole life. That's my point of the show. Midday Magazine, Morning Magazine is not my show. It was Carl and Pam's. I've taken the show over, but I'm not doing the show any differently necessarily. Carl told me to put my own style to it, which I can't help but do.
Right.
But I'm going to always do what he did with that show. He set a precedent, and not just for that show, not just for this station, but for, I believed it, for journalism in Wisconsin. Period. So I will always stand by that. And, you know, I'm pretty fortunate, too, because I think we have great candidates. We have people that are running for office. And I don't think we have a divisive area. I think that you might find pockets of that anywhere in the world.
Right.
But I don't think this area in particular is divisive at nature.
Well, I think our community appreciates being informed. And any time that we have the opportunity to do that, especially in that kind of format that you present so well, it's helpful for all of us.
We really appreciate all these candidates being able to make the time and joining us. And, of course, as always, a huge shout-out to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does. Pam had, like, a board, like a sheet all out. Like, you would like she's going to be doing for March Madness next month.
So she was doing her own fantasy football league.
Yeah,
but
The draft board. Yeah,
there you go.
If you look at my fantasy football or baseball or hockey or anything draft board, it looked exactly like what Pam was doing. At 9:05, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Craig Mantka. He is running for Wisconsin Rapids School Board. Looking forward to talking with him. And then at 9:50, we will wrap up our interviews with our candidates for the Wisconsin Rapids Mayor. Matt Zacher will be joining us.
Oh, very nice.
Looking forward to that. Also going on Thursday, we will have Nakusa mayoral candidate Al Marco join us at 9:35, and then at 9:50 tomorrow, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate Maddie Palmquist will be with us.
Very good.
On Friday at 9:35, Lon Ratke, Port Edwards Village Trustee candidate, will be with us as well. And next week, we will get in the rest of the candidates. We did reach out to every single candidate. We didn't hear back from everybody, but everybody that reached back to us and wanted to be on the air, we are going to have on the air. If they're not on the air, they didn't want to be. That's period. End of discussion. But we're looking forward to having the people on that we are. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll touch on some in between all those conversations. We'll touch on some entertainment news and some other fun stuff. But Beth, I do want to start with entertainment.
Okay.
Yesterday, I ran into you at the auditions for Rumors.
Thank you for not hurting me.
It was
kind of close.
I'm not built that hard. Yeah, I mean, really, I think you could have taken
More
it.
Likely, I would have hurt you.
Maybe. It was a blast not only to be on stage with you again, but as we mentioned, Phil Hartley was down there. I'd say about 20 to 30 people.
It was somewhere between a lot.
Yeah. Rumors is a big cast, so that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I like to think that this community just loves to be a part of WRCT and part of theater. I just want to send a shout out to everybody that auditioned. I don't know if they announced the cast yet.
Not yet. She's still working, and she even said, because you had to leave the auditions early because you had another appointment. But at the end of the audition, she apologized because she wished she could cast everyone. But there are only 10 parts in the show. And so she said, you know, don't think that this is a commentary on your ability. You all did great. You've made my job very, very difficult, she said. So, you know, kudos to everybody that came out to audition.
She's great, by the way. I've met Christine before. We didn't even realize that. We've heard so much about one another over the years, but I've never run into her.
Oh, really?
And this was kind of the first interaction. I thought it was really nice of her because I had a class going on and I couldn't have somebody cover for me, so I had the assistant teacher covering the first half of the class. I was in the parking lot talking to this teacher and talking to my students as I was walking into the audition. Get off the phone, went and did the audition. As I got in the parking lot, I started up the call again and just finished the class.
Oh, wow.
I'm a little proud of that. I'll be honest.
Especially for how focused
often,
you were during auditions, James. You handled it very well.
Well, it's a great part. Lenny's a great part. There's no bad parts in Rumors.
No.
There's no bad parts, but Lenny's a great part, and it's something, to be honest, I really wanted. I'm waiting to hear back on another audition that's, to be blunt, a paid gig.
Right.
And I've got to take those first.
Okay.
That's part of my gig. I can't be a professional actor and not do that. But I really wanted to be a part of it, and I wanted to take at least a chance. Christine was nice enough to talk to me about it. I thought that was really kind of her.
And
I appreciated the conversation and appreciate so much this community showing up and auditioning for that show. That was really good to see.
Yeah.
But we're not done. There's more shows to come. There's going to be great productions from all kinds of things coming up. So keep that audition in mind and keep auditioning And there's plenty of work behind the scenes as well, everybody.
Speaking of auditions, there is one this evening. If you are willing to go up to Stevens Point, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater is doing a production of Postmortem, directed by Carrie Dreger.
Oh.
And so those auditions started last night, and they are going on again this evening with callbacks later this week if needed. So just if you're interested in getting up on the stage, that is also, having worked with them, a wonderful group of people to also work with.
Yeah, yeah. I it's funny because I know so many people a part of CWAC. Mm-hmm. I would say a ton of people a part of that company, but I have never gotten to work there. And I've always wanted to. I've talked to Joe and to a couple of other people, and one of the shows that they're doing next year, presumably, is one of my dream roles. Mm. So I will be up there for that, you better believe. And I would love to see some people come up there and audition for this great show. Postmortem is a wonderful play, well written. And Carrie is one of the funnest people to work with.
Oh, my goodness. She's hilarious.
Awesome. She's awesome. Visit our friends at CWAC. You can go to CWACT.org, CWACT.org. They're at 2952 Minnesota Avenue in beautiful Stevens Point. Mm-hmm. And of course, all of our WCT family out there and the people out there looking to do more with them, keep in mind they are looking for directors at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They're seeking directors for next season. You can learn more about that and find out more about plenty of things at WRCT at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Mm-hmm. Let's touch on this before we go to break, because I want to make sure to get this in. A little bit later, we're going to be talking with Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. I want to remind everybody they have another corporation that they're a part, that is a part of things, Wham, that does some great work, and they are looking for heroes.
Yes.
What could be more extraordinary than having a hero in your life, embracing the joy of celebrating the hero in your life by joining them with this? They are looking, we all know people that are good people. We also know how Midwesterners are.
Yeah.
And we don't take compliments. We don't talk about ourselves. We don't brag about ourselves. What I just did a couple minutes ago, saying that I was able to go from class to audition and back to class and teaching, I cannot tell you how guilty I feel for taking credit for that. All I did was my job. That's all I did. But that's a Midwesterner. That's
right.
How we are. We just don't like taking. So let's go ahead and represent for them.
Right. Let's give each other the compliments that each other deserves by saying, hey, you do a great job with this. I'm nominating you to be a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Beth. Have you have a hero in mind? Send them an email explaining why your hero should be recognized for the Hero of the Month. That person will get in the prestigious Hero High yearbook, and as a token of appreciation, they'll receive a complimentary Hero High t-shirt.
Yay.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. You can email those at Wham Incorporated, and Incorporated is with a K, at gmail.com. That's Wham Incorporated at gmail.com. You can also direct message them on Facebook, just like Quality Plus Printing. Direct message them with your hero in mind. Mm-hmm. Or you can send it to me. If you send it to me, I will make sure that Phil and the gang get it.
Yes.
James.mailoff at civicmedia.us, or direct message us on our Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, find out more a little bit later when Quality Plus Printing joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Woo-hoo.
Coming up at CL Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR. Welcome back. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR. Let's dive in. Where's that drum beat? There it is. Now we can go. We wish everybody out there a happy birthday and anniversary that's celebrating. We're celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. A big good morning to them. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. I'd like to take the opportunity, reading from their Facebook page, which you can like as well, type into your Facebook search bar, El Cafe. They'd like to take this opportunity to publicly acknowledge their boss, Fidel Perez. For those of you that are lucky enough to know him, you probably feel the same way. Fidel is awesome. Fidel is great. He's a wonderful boss, wonderful owner, and a really, really intelligent guy.
Yeah.
Like, really knows his stuff. Fidel is going to be a part of a wonderful diversity business luncheon that is taking place at Midstate, being held by our friends at Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. This is going on April 8th. Fidel, along with a couple of other people, will be there. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. But I want to remind everybody that's coming up and to make sure to make plans to take a part in it. It's a diversity luncheon. It's expressing the importance of diversity in the workforce in our day-to-day lives. And there is no business in the world that can survive without diversity,
mm-hmm.
period. There, especially in this day and age. And when you hear people talk about wanting good workers, good people, well, diversity.
Yep.
Anything you say to me, I will come back with diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. People like Fidel are keeping those things not only enriched and alive, but showing the positivity of it and the economic impact that it can have, too. There's so many layers to it. Shout out to him and the whole team over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now. They're open there over at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Beth, I need more birthdays and anniversaries. That's
yes.
what I need. I was going to ask you for yes. a number. I'll call myself out. I was going to ask for a number, but I forgot. I wanted to ask you guys to give
and
us more
birthdays.
I was birthday.
Ready, James.
You were so
I
ready.
I was ready.
Oh, we'll see if you hold it. Hold it right there. Because we do need info at WFHR.com to send your emails there, your birthdays and anniversaries there. Send them to also to our Facebook pages. You can do that as well. And call up and join the show, 424-2600. Mm-hmm. Or if you're listening on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away. And thank you for downloading the app.
Yes.
Go ahead and join us right now. For now, though, we have three possible qualifiers. Beth, I need a one,
oh,
two, three.
Oh, yay. I'll do three.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, I want to wish a happy birthday to Connie Banks.
Happy birthday, Connie.
Enjoy your day, Connie. We hope it's a great one for
mm-hmm.
you. And we wish a very happy birthday to Craig Herzberg.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one, Craig. And our qualifier, Dave Webb.
Happy birthday, Dave, and congratulations.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dave. We hope you have a good day, sir. Enjoy. And thanks so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our celebrity list. First up, Jack Harlow is 26. Rapper, actor.
Okay.
I guess he's a rapper. I've never heard him rap, but they call him a rapper. So I'm just going to say, that's what they're calling him on the sheet here. So that's what I'm going to say. But he seems like a very talented and likable. Everybody, a lot of people seem to like him. Seems
right.
to be working well.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the argument the greatest skier we have ever seen. Michaela Schifrin is 29 today.
Wow.
Olympic alpine skier and current ESPY winner for best female athlete. She also holds just about every darn record there is on the slopes. And one of our greatest points of pride as Americans when it comes to the Olympics is Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me, and I won't speak for anybody else, but for me, that includes the last Olympics. Where she had the disasters that she had the hiccups that she had,
mm-hmm.
and NBC did one of the worst jobs I think in sports coverage history. But to her, I only bring it up because of the way she handled it, because
yeah.
she showed that she's not just an amazing talent on the slopes, but as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she handled that. I don't know if I would handle it as well as she did. She handled it really good.
Yes, she did.
And I was very impressed. I think that was just as impressive as everything she does on the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
And she has, for those that don't know, because I don't expect a lot of people to pay attention to this stuff, I think it's cool, so I kind of pay attention a little bit to skiing and everything. She's rebounded just fine.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
out there breaking records again and doing quite well. We wish her the best. Let's see here. Common is 52. Chicago's
what?
Own. Yeah, I can't believe he's in his 50s. Yeah. Great actor. Selma, John Wick 2. He's been in a couple TV shows. Won a 2015 Academy Award for Best Original Song, Glory, from the movie Selma.
Mm-hmm.
I believe him and John Legend won that Oscar. Great, great rapper. I have to do this. So originally, his name was Common Sense. When he was a rapper. And he would hand out and pass around mixtapes in South Chicago and everything. And he'd give people like a chance, like, hey, sell this for $10. You can take $5.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I was one of those kids.
Oh, really?
I was slinging those and Smashing Pumpkins CDs and all kinds of stuff. A lot of Chicago artists get their start that way. At least they did back in the day. Now I imagine you go on TikTok or something like
right.
that. Back in the day, you'd record on a little crummy boombox
yep.
and just like make dubs and just make tapes mm-hmm. and tapes and tapes and just get them out there. And people like me would try to sell them or whatever or just hand them out to people. And Common was one of those guys.
Wow.
And to see where he is now is I can't. I have no words. I have no idea a way to put that.
If you work hard, it just goes to show you. You got the talent. You work hard. You can make things happen.
I think he's one of the most talented rhymers of all time. His lyrics speak for themselves. A lot of people like to think that rap is just a bunch of beats and a swearing or things like that, or talking about women or something. Not the way Common raps. That he is a message. There is more to it with that man. It's poetry.
I love the image that you just put in my head of the dual cassette tape and you just dub from one to the other. And the fact that there are a whole lot of young people out there that heard that and have no clue. Yes. What you are talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah, completely. Adam Clayton is 64, U2 bassist. Very talented.
Yes.
The great Dana Delaney is 68, Hand of God, Exit to Eden. I mean, geez.
Oh, come on. China.
China Beach.
China Beach.
Thank you, China Beach. That was a great show.
That was a wonderful show.
Used to watch that with my mom and dad. I really enjoyed that show. That's one of those shows. I was talking about this the other day with a friend because they were suggesting for Star of the Day, which comes up this Friday, get you listen for your chance to win free Culver's, about shows that I can't do that I would love to, but they're not really theme songs.
Right.
Like that one. Mm-hmm. China Beach has the theme song of the Supremes, Reflections. Which is so good. It's such a perfect song for that particular TV show and everything. The Crime Story one with the Runaways. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of TV shows. Friends did this a little bit too, didn't they?
The song became a hit because of the theme.
Okay, all right, that's different. Yeah.
But the shows like Chuck.
Yeah, where they just take real songs and kind of put them in and everything. I can't really do those. Mm-hmm. Like, people are just going to think of playing music. They're not going to know what the theme song is for necessarily. She's great, though.
Yes, really, she's phenomenal actress.
Very good. Also very good, William H. Macy, 74 today.
Oh, my goodness. 74.
74.
No.
That's incredible. That's not right.
No.
William H. Macy needs to be younger. I really like his work.
He's
very, very,
phenomenal.
Very big fan.
Yep.
And Neil Sedaka is 85 today. Calendar Girl, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. Breaking Up is Hard to Do. A lot of hits for Mr. Sedaka back in the day. Let's see here. It is 4 days till St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I can't believe that either.
That's crazy.
How are we nearly a quarter of the way done with the year? How is that possible?
It's very weird. It's also weird. Am I the only one that feels like this when Easter is the last day of the month? That feels weird to me.
Well, it's also probably the earliest that it can be, almost the earliest it can be.
True.
Being in March. So, but Yeah. Sounds and I appreciate you already being ready for St. Patrick's Day wearing green today.
I have one green shirt and I'm already wearing it.
So you need to go home and make sure it gets washed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you don't get pinched on Sunday.
I don't know what I'm going to do in 4 days. I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm going to figure out some elsewhere. I am wearing green in part because a little bit later today, as part of Midday Magazine, we'll have our friends from Family Natural Foods in. They were nice enough to give me this shirt, so I'm wearing it to support them. Be sure to be listening for that. Now, afterwards, we're going to be joined at 3:30 today by our good friend Kim Shields and Encourage. Kim's bringing in Beth, Director of Operations with Big Brothers Big Sisters. We'll get to talk to them a little bit. Looking forward to it. For now, we wish again a happy birthday to Connie Banks.
Happy birthday, Connie.
Happy birthday to Craig Herzberg.
Happy birthday, Craig.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Dave Webb.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Enjoy your days, everybody, and everybody celebrating out there a birthday anniversary. We wish you a great one. Get them to us, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries, and stick around for some great news coming up right here at WFHR.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. In an 80s mood.
Absolutely.
In an 80s mood around here. did Seth, Seth is heart of our production and does a great job with these bumpers and everything. Did he put that in there just so we could get Leonard Nimoy on the air? Because for those who don't know, that is Leonard Nimoy speaking in the beginning of that, sampled in this song by...
Wow.
God, who was this again? Oh, God, I know who it was. Yeah. I want to get into this one with you, Beth, because I feel like, especially this time of year, a lot of people dealing with allergies, a lot of people dealing with a lot of inconveniences, which, again, I remind you to where Family Natural Foods is going to be on with us later today. They got a ton of things in that building to help you out. Be listening to Stephen and Katrina a little bit later today, see how they can help you. They may want to, you may want to bring this up with them and see if this is a good suggestion. I know it's something that I know that it works for me. The next time you've got a sore throat, try reaching for a nice tall glass of pickle juice.
What?
Yeah. Check this out. The advice comes from an infectious disease specialist who says it works due to the high salt content. Pickle juice is up to 5% salt. So here comes the science.
Science!
Your body is only 0.4% salt. So any liquid with any higher concentration than that tends to draw water out of your tissue and reduce inflammation. It happens with sugar too, which is why tea and honey can also help.
Okay.
If your throat is killing you, drinking a little pickle juice should alleviate some of that pain. But just temporarily, it might only give you up to 10 to 15 minutes of relief, but it does help a little bit. It's not a great tip for people with high blood pressure since pickles are loaded with sodium. Mm-hmm. One spear has 33% of sodium. 33% sodium.
Wow.
I like they call it a spear. I will never refer to a pickle as anything else. It's a spear now. That's what it is. For anyone else who wants to try it, bread and butter pickles don't have as much salt. Nope. So dill pickle juice works best. Or maybe just try gargling with a little salt water.
That's what most doctors will recommend. When I've gone in with a strep throat or something like that, they'll say gargle with salt water.
You may not believe me with all the problems. Thank you for thank you to my throat for showing up right on cue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that wasn't planned? Yeah, no. I wish. This is something that I've been dealing with for a long time. I teach, all the mm-hmm. jobs that I do involve speaking. Mm-hmm. And I try very hard to take care of my throat. And whether it's salt water or pickle juice, I have tried these things.
What?
But the pickle juice thing comes from my sister.
Oh.
My little sister, Jillian, loved pickle juice.
Yeah.
I would try it just for the heck of it. What does she like so much about this? And I tried and realized by trying it, my throat felt better. So it's the only reason I figured it out. It was just by complete accident.
Yeah. Well,
like a lot of science.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to the best listeners in radio. Good morning. What's on your mind? Hello. Call back. Feel free to call back. 424-2600, 424-2600. Feel free to call right back. Especially if you've tried this or you have suggestions you think might work for people. Beth, we were talking about, gargling with salt water. Is that something you do?
Yes. It's one of those tried and true things. And there's a specific ratio that you're supposed to use. Because if you use too much, it actually can damage things. Mm-hmm. But just the right amount, I think it's like a... I'm not even going to say the ratio because I don't know off the top of my head, and I don't want to give the wrong information. But, growing up especially, and it's with warm, like lukewarm water, mm-hmm. not with cold water. That's another tip. Do it with lukewarm water and salt, and you gargle. And I was always told do it in three. Mm. You know, the rule of three. Gargle a little bit, spit it out. Gargle a little bit more, do it three times, and it does. It helps alleviate some of the pain.
Doesn't it seem like most things in life, you do them in threes and you feel pretty safe with it? Even if you're not told to, you just kind of do. You just,
well, in my line of work, it's very biblical.
There you go. Yeah, very. That just works.
It does.
It's almost like a trinity. If you have suggestions, if you have things that you do, we love home remedies, life hacks. We love those. Go ahead and feel free and join us with those. 714-424-2600.
The other thing that I have noticed is that if it's like a post-nasal drip that's causing the sore throat, a neti pot is a wonderful thing to clean out the sinuses so it's not draining down the back of your throat anymore. You're getting it out of your sinuses without having it irritate your throat.
I use one of those every morning. I use a neti pot every morning, and you think my throat is bad now, it'd be a lot worse without that. I can't breathe through my nose by the end of the day, so this is the only thing that helps me.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of things, and there isn't a big list here, but there are certain things. I don't care if you're James Dean, you can't do cool. There's no way to do a neti pot cool. There's no way that you can't even say it cool.
No.
Like, there's no, like, I use...
I use a neti pot. Yeah. I use a neti pot. Yeah. That's what I do. I do, yeah. There's no tough, manly way to say that. It's like drinking out of a straw.
And apparently manly men come from the South.
I don't know why I went that route. There's nobody. I don't care who it is. There's no man that could drink a straw and make it look cool.
No.
None. None. Can't be done.
Nope.
Can't be
the
done.
Only thing that would entice is, do you like to see some gross things? Because it reminds me of that scene from Big Daddy where yes. they're trying to hawk and then they yes. suck it back. I'm like, oh, that is, I almost vomited when I saw that scene. Yeah. I hate that. But that's the closest, because that's what you're doing. You're flushing it out and it's going out in one nostril, out the other.
I really like Mr. Deeds. I'm a big fan of that movie, but I think that Big Daddy is the most underrated of the Adam Sandler mm-hmm. movies. Not only do you get a little Jon Stewart in there, you get some like, great cameos and everything, but that little kid is so good. He steals so many shows.
Played by twins.
Yeah, that's right.
Cole and Dylan Sprouse.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't they go keep acting?
Oh, yeah. In fact, one of them was currently on the CW in the Archie Comics one.
Oh, yeah. The Riverdale one.
Riverdale.
Yeah. Oh, good. That was one. Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Very cool.
Jughead.
Very cool.
He plays Jughead.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job. Those two. They were great. They stole the show half the time. Like, there was a couple scenes where they were stealing from good actors.
They had their own show on the Disney Channel for the longest time.
Oh, really?
Called The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
That was them?
That was
I've
them.
I've heard of that show.
Yep,
I didn't know it was them. Oh,
yep.
Wow. Well, good
it's
for them.
It's sad that I know all of this, but I do.
I love that you do. I think it's great. It's very apt to the conversation. It works. We will take a time out. When we come back after hanging out with our partners, our sponsors and partners, we will be joined by Phil Hartley with our Friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word Wednesday. Looking forward to that and much more. It's Beth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Beth and James here with you, and we're kicking things off in this segment with our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, well, sun's out again, man. Can't believe the weather we get, but mm-hmm. stick with it until they change it on us. So.
Phil, yeah. I want to get to our Wicked Awesome Word. I want to hang out a little bit with you and get have some fun with that. But we want to make sure to cover your great new promotion that you guys are doing as a part of WHAM, which is, of course, a sub part of Quality Plus Printing.
Yeah, no, it's great that we've got the ball rolling, and it's been really good so far, so I'm really excited. We're doing printing on apparel now as well as part of what we do, and we're just getting started with it, but our theme with WHAM is, apparel for the hero in you. So we thought it'd be kind of cool to have a contest. I wouldn't call it a contest. A shout out to our local heroes. So we're asking people to nominate a hero in your life, whether it's a family member or somebody who's just done something great in the community that you want to acknowledge, or just people to go above and beyond in your world. And we're going to get them nominated. We'll shout them out on the air with you guys and get them a hero T-shirt that we're gonna make. They'll be the envy of the neighborhood, I would think. You know, with a one kind of a one of a kind T-shirt that they'll
wear.
And also, again, we talked to the Raptors, and they're gonna honor him during the baseball game during the summer. And the heroes, and I'm gonna work on the River Kings too. We'll see if they'll get involved too, but I'm guessing they will. But we just want to tell some really cool local stories. And get the word out and get some people acknowledged for what they do, you know?
So can we nominate you, Phil?
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty fitting, but I can understand how that'd also be a little awkward for you, Phil. That'd be a little awkward. But
I'm gonna go make my own T-shirt right now.
I do think Beth makes a good example, though.
Yeah.
I think Phil is a very good example of this, and I will extend that to his wonderful wife, his whole family. This is a family that came to this area and immediately started putting back into it, and has ever since. My family can relate to that, Phil. We didn't add to it right away. It took us a while to start doing it. No, we do appreciate that, Phil, and also appreciate you having a contest like this that lets us hold up local heroes and celebrate them in a fun way. One of the things I was thinking about, and I was talking to a listener about this, Phil, what is going to be really fun about this is imagine like months from now or even a year from now, and you've got a list of people that are in that high school yearbook, you know, and you've got, mm-hmm. you know, pages or you know, it's just fun. It's fun to think of, like, the idea of this projected and yes. going forward. It's a really, yeah, really fun promotion.
When we come with it, you know, when we talked about it with you guys too, yeah, I wanted to make it an ongoing thing, obviously, and that you're right. We can look back. It kind of makes me think of the Chamber Office, the leadership program. They always put the graduates up on the wall every year, you know, and you can go back and look through from the 1990s, you know, on or whatever, and see the different people in the community that were part of this. And that's kind of the thought process behind that, too. They'll be immortalized forever. Mm-hmm. You know, wall of a yearbook of fame, I guess you could call it. And just, but again, it's just about, you know, creating some awareness of some good things happening in our community and some good people that are doing it. I'm going to be really, I'm looking forward to it. I'm already kind of in a weird way saying I'm proud of it because I think it's going to be a really neat promotion. I'm so Absolutely. Thankful, so thankful that you guys are joining in with me. I'm so proud to work with you and the radio station and the group there, and I know what you guys do too, so I thank you for that, and that's why I was so happy to hear that you're going to share this promotion with me.
It goes both ways, Phil. We appreciate you guys as well. Mm-hmm. And I just to show my appreciation, I already sent in a name. I sent my dad's name in.
Awesome.
Well, in part because we have the same name. And I figure, well, that could get my name in there. No, I'm kidding. I threw my mom's name in there because I need the points. there's a lot of good examples of it there. You can't throw, you can't look one way, left, right, wherever you are right now, and not see an example. Mm-hmm. Our area is filled Absolutely. With local heroes. Look forward to seeing those that list, Phil, and looking forward to hearing our first one announced. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And please, like we talked about before, James, you get them into James or your crew there or here. Call me, write me. Of course, we have the website and also Facebook site for Quality Plus Printing if you want to get on that. Mm-hmm. Whichever way you want to work it, but just get the name in between a little bit of the story of, you know, why.
Yeah.
You know, and so we can share that with people.
Phil, we also want to get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, and of course, what is our word for today?
Well, this is not one that I believe ever happens on your radio station, but we're going to use it. FLEER.
Ooh.
FLEER?
FLEER.
Hmm.
Word of look of derision or mockery.
You obviously are not in studio when we have the radio station going on.
Oh, the looks I get are very FLEER. That's a great word. I have to be completely honest with you and the audience, though. As soon as you said FLEER, I immediately thought of baseball cards. That was the very first. I had a Ricky Henderson card pop in my head immediately, Phil. I am not a well person.
That's funny. When he started spelling it, I thought of somebody that was running away. A FLEER.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be a good name for somebody who runs away. A FLEER. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I like that.
We need a little dash in there somehow.
Yes, yes.
FLEER.
That is a good one. How'd you come across that one, Phil?
Yeah, this one came off of my word of the day calendar that I was bought by my staff for Christmas.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm, nice.
So now every day I try to, most of them, but this one, you know, I try to pick one out during the week if one works for this. And it gives a little definition and even tells a little story about how the word came about. And that's a lot of good information.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Highly recommended. It's good reading when I'm sitting here trying to do work.
I can imagine. Phil, we really, really appreciate the time.
Yes.
And I got to mention as well, it was really good to see you and work with you a little
yes.
bit on stage last night at the auditions. Thanks so much for being there.
No, thanks. Thank you, James. It was fun. As always, with the community theater, there's so many good people. And
oh, yeah.
We welcome more, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully we get more and more. And there were some people there last night that I didn't know. And I'm on the board, you know, and I do different things for the theater when I can. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat to see new people and get to meet people. And I mean, 100% out of 100%, when you get to meet people, they're just kind, you know.
And
so it's really fun, especially it's a good family there, and it's a very welcoming family. So hopefully more and more of our community get involved in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we could say the same thing about you guys over at Quality Plus, Phil. We appreciate the time. Looking forward to next Wednesday already, man.
All right, me too. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, Phil. Avoid the FLEER out there,
yeah.
Phil.
Yeah.
Flee the FLEER.
Be mindful of your face.
When you said it. I mean, first when you said that, James, I thought a little stick of bubble gum that comes with it, right?
Yes, yes.
Then maybe that's what we need to do is when we give a fleer, you have to give a stick of bubble gum.
I like that. Yeah. Thanks, Phil. Take care. Have a good one. Say hi to the whole staff for us.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
Visit our friends. You can say hi to the staff yourself. They're at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Go visit them right now. Their doors are open. Give them a call as well, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. Not only is it a great way to keep up to date on what they're doing over there, see that cute baby sometimes, but also it's a great way to direct message them your hero, your local hero, and your suggestions for heroes. Be sure to do that. You could also send those to us again as well. We'll have more conversation and more fun with our friend Phil and all the gang at Quality Plus next Wednesday right in this time slot. For now, Beth and I are going to take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth and James hanging out with you. Let's have some fun. Little Tears for Fears to play us in a little bit. Gotta like that. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll take you right to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour going to feature some great guests. We are going to be joined by more local candidates. We have Craig Manka, who's going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with us. He is running for Wisconsin Rapids School Board. Looking forward to talking with Craig. And then at 9:50 today, we will talk with Matt Zacker, Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidate. That will wrap up our interviews with our mayoral candidates for Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Right now, there are people who are wide awake right now, but are dead tired.
Yeah.
And it's all because of the love of their life. It's all because of that. We're diving into this one right here. This could get interesting. Could be fun. In a new poll, a whopping 82% of people, 82% of people in relationships say that their partner's sleeping habits consistently keep them up at night. Snoring is the biggest issue at 52% of people say that the partner's snoring keeps them up. 33% say that they are bothered by their partner messing around on their phone before bed. Another 33% said that they're disturbed by their partner getting out of bed at night or going to the bathroom or something else. Other issues include hogging the covers, tossing and turning, or starfishing across the bed, where you're taking up the whole bed. Okay. I didn't know what that was at first. I've never heard of that. I love that. Still, most couples do sleep together. 79% of people in relationships share a bed with their partner. 10% sleep in different rooms. 6% say it depends on the night. I love that. It depends on the night. I love the different tones that could be said in. Well, it depends on the night. It depends on the night. Like, there's different meaning to that the way you say it. And 5% sleep separately in the same room. I know of at least two or three couples that are like this, where they are madly in love, cannot the kind of holding hands in public kind of people and everything. But for one of those couples, they sleep in adjacent but different rooms. Another couple, they sleep in separate beds. And another one that I know, he sleeps in the basement. She's upstairs. But all of these couples are really good together. Like, they're all really healthy couples that, from what I can see. I'm obviously not in the relationship. From what I can say, I only bring this up because I think that there's such a traditionalism in our heads of the way a family's supposed to be, or the way things are supposed to look, or whatever. And you're 2.5 kids and the white picket fence and all that stuff. Even though I don't believe in America's history that's ever actually been a thing, it's something that we kind of create. And when it comes to foolish romantics, like I know you and I are, Beth, and people, well, I think of, well, if I'm going to be in a relationship, I want to sleep next to the person. I that's one of the biggest, coolest things in the world to me about being in a relationship is being able to fall asleep with and wake up next to the love of your life. That sounds awesome.
See, but the key that you said there, James, was actually sleeping.
Yes.
That's what they're not doing.
Yeah.
And I have found if I don't get sleep, I'm not a fun person to be with. I am just not. And so for the betterment of the marriage, it could actually be a good thing not to be in the same room.
Absolutely. This is something I never would have realized. I wouldn't have known until like talking to more and more people about it. And I'm extremely glad I did, because, well, I it's not... it's not something that I necessarily have been called out for. The few people I have slept next to on a regular basis, the couple of exes of mine I think of, every one of them have had trouble. They don't have trouble sleeping until I came around.
Mm-hmm.
And I have sleep apnea. I stop breathing in my sleep. That can freak people out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sleep a normal schedule. I'm lucky if I roll into bed at midnight or 1, you know, and I'm up at 5, so I'm not even in bed very long. Like, I'm not a great person. Like, I just in general, as a partner, I think in those regards, I think I could be. I have a lot of other qualities, but when it comes to that stuff, oh, I'm a nightmare. I like literally kind of. So I think that this is one of those things where I don't know if this is the common way things are going. It's kind of funny to me. You look at like old 50s shows or even before that and stuff, and Ozzie and Harriet and everything, and they had the two beds.
Right, they had
in the
separate
house.
Beds because of the censorship.
So are we going back to that? Or was that ever a thing? I don't know. But are we going to start incorporating that like more because of this? Because you're so right, Beth. Like, sleep is too vital, too important. And if you love somebody, well, that's what you want for them. Do you want them to be all the...
And they've been doing more and more studies showing you the importance of sleep. It has a lot to do with your health, your weight, your mental ability. It's hugely important. And so you want to make sure that, A, for yourself, you're getting the sleep so that you're a better person for the other person. And when you love the other person, you want to make sure that they're getting the sleep. And, you know, there are morning people and there are night owls. And if you marry the opposite, that alone is going to cause some issues. So if the thing to do is be in separate beds, that doesn't mean that you're always in separate beds. Obviously, when you're intimate with one another, you don't necessarily have to fall asleep.
Right.
And in fact, just being together in that moment, in that space is okay, but that doesn't mean that you have to spend every night in that bed with that person.
Yeah.
And by the way, last I checked, nobody's policing bedrooms.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as I know, far as we know, yes, yes. So, I mean, I think, too, one of the cool things about this that I think, at least, is we started doing this ourselves as couples, as people. Hey, this is like I like this marriage. I like this. I want this to work out. But I think the best thing for both of us is to us to be in separate houses when we sleep.
Separate houses?
Maybe not that extreme.
I think that's going a little extreme. But, separate rooms, separate beds.
Separate beds, separate rooms, that kind of thing. And here we are where this is kind of I don't know if you could say it's becoming the new norm, but when I see a number like a whopping 82% of people in relationships say their partner's sleeping habits constantly keep them up, maybe it should be the new norm. Maybe it should be something we're doing more of.
I think people are afraid to talk about it.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to have that conversation. But if you truly love that person and you want to stay and that's an issue, then confront the issue. Talk through it with each other, because maybe the other person's thinking the same way you are and you don't know that yet.
With the last like long relationship I was in, where we were sleeping next to each other on a consistent basis, towards the end of the relationship, I started sleeping on the couch more because I was keeping her awake, and she got up earlier than I did, and I felt really bad. She didn't ask me to do that. She didn't even I don't know if she even wanted me to do that, and it may be part of the reason why we're not together. But I was trying to do right by her, even though I, again, foolish romantic, wanted to sleep next to her. I think that that's just the best thing for them. And I think when you truly love somebody, it shows in that regard, where you're doing something selfless for them. And to you, maybe you do, you know, it works. Everybody's got to figure out what works for them. So.
Well, and it's communication. You know, don't you did that thinking she would know that I'm doing this for her. And maybe she was thinking, well, maybe he doesn't like me anymore, kind of thing. So having the conversation is an important piece, but also to say sleep is good. Sleep is good.
Sleep is good.
And for everyone.
You're absolutely right, Beth. That's a problem I get into a lot, where I think for others and I think I'm doing the right thing. And actually, I should have just talked to them and figured it out. That's
Communication is a good thing.
It's a good note. We'll be right back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.